While we've been airing our series on culture in Alaska, students across the state have also been taking a crash course in cultural awareness. Part of the Alaska Humanities Forum Rose Urban Rural Exchange program is to explore the idea of culture. Students interview culture bearers in their own communities and write about themselves as culture bearers. Then they take turns hosting their sister schools in their home community and traveling to a new place. Eric Brainerd and Amber Fries Newsom from Begich Middle School in Anchorage have more about their group's experience as cultural ambassadors.
Before this program, we thought of culture as something you were born with, your ethnicity or your religion.
Through the exercises, we learned that is only part of a person's culture. We live and create our culture every day. By the time we got to the closing circle at the end of our time in Chivac, we understood a lot more about our own cultures and the cultures in Chivac.
And I'm Joey from Begich, and one thing that I learned is that culture is part of everyday life, and you don't really have to look for it in a village. It just comes to you when you're living the people's lives.
I'm Jordan from Anchorage, and one thing that I learned was that the people in Chivac are really used to changing cultures a lot. Like, at the dances, there were Eskimo dances, but then but when the teenagers switched to a normal dance, they went to doing dubstep, so they're really used to just changing cultures when they need to.
Hi, I'm Chrissy from Begich, and during this last week, I learned that before you judge a culture, you have to learn about it and experience it and live it.
When we arrived, we were welcomed by the whole school and community.
Hi, I'm Taylor. I'm a culture ambassador for the Rose Urban Rural Exchange Program. Thank you for welcoming us.
Hi, I'm Alyssa. I'm a cultural ambassador for the Rose Urban Rural Exchange Program. Thank you for having us.
Little kids wouldn't ask if we wanted to play. They just start playing. We felt kind of like celebrities. We spent 6 days there, going to classes and learning dances during their Cultural Heritage Week.
We went ice fishing out there. It's called Manaki. There's no reel. You pull the line in by hand. Sometimes you use bait, and sometimes you snag the fish with a hook called a snagger.
This is a snagger hook, man-made hook.
I found another one.
It's not like other hooks. We have to snag the stick up so that the hooks could go into the fish's body.
It was fun to watch how comfortable the Chivac kids were with fish guts and cutting up fish in general. Most of the Begich kids were really grossed out. Even so, we tried the raw smelt eggs.
Try, come on, Jordan.
What did you just eat, Joey?
Raw eggs.
It was slimy, chewy, an interesting kind of way to be good.
We spent a lot of time listening and learning from the elders. Every morning there was an elder talk.
Teach us about the group of stars. Which side of that community, which side of
the... Some of the Chivac kids were really into their traditional culture, learning the dances, and some of them even speak fluent Chupik. We noticed that when the elders were speaking to the kids at the school, they seemed more interested and more engaged.
Points out that one star in the northern side, that one star never moved. Even Chupik people that had never been in a classroom knew that. We had astrologers, and we had medicine men.
Being part of the exchange seemed to help Chivac kids realize what they have.
Hi, this is June. One thing I learned is that it's always great to be thankful for what you have, especially for your culture.
Hi, this is Molly. One thing I learned that you could still try learn how to speak Chupik in many ways. In each class, you just have to practice.
Hi, I'm Christian from Chivac, and when you move away, and you're still a part of that culture, and it sticks with you no matter what.
Since the trip, we've changed too. We noticed how much more respectful people were in Chivac, and it's helped us remember to be more respectful here. We think more about what we really need and what we throw away. It's also helped us to see that we don't always need to be as loud.
Every one of us Begich students were impressed by how easy it was to make friends in Chivac, how mostly kids there are a lot like us.
We all feel like we've made more lifelong friends. I'm Eric Brainerd.
And I'm Amber Fries Newsome.